when you do it, then you don't actually do it really like a typical sales letter where you're trying to sell them. You do it as a almost an objective type article, and at the end,
what I found is, unless you're selling a very low ticket item, like a book, $10, $20, and stuff, then you can try to make a direct sale through like a full page or half a page ad.
Right.
But magazines and stuff, the most effective way to use them is to generate leads.
Okay.
So you have a free report or something like that.
So you don't physically try and sell a
$800
product.
These people, are, they don't know you. They know who you are and stuff. You don't want to try to make. It's like I use this analogy. It's like, forgive me for being so graphic here. You ask girl for a date.
Yep.
It's like you want to have sex on the first date.
Yeah.
You might get away with it. Yep. You might get away with it. But it's easier if you just, get her, kiss a little bit, hug her a little bit, buy her dinners, buy her flowers. And after 5-10 days, then, you can ask her or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to just jump on it.
Right, yeah.
It's exactly what most people do.
Is put the cart before the horse.
You're expecting people to read your ad. To catch your air, catch attention, get them all motivated and excited, and pick up the phone and call you and give you money through one step. That's
right.
Tough. But if you do it the other way, just get them to, hey, I have this free report. If you're interested, call this 24-hour recorded message, and we'll send it to you for free.
So all you're looking for is people to raise their hand and say, yep, I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm interested. Then you can keep marketing them.
And then you sell them after.
Exactly. Oh, by the way, one more tip for all this. If you're going to give out a phone number, people don't like to call salespeople. So if you can offer a 24-hour recorded message.
So it's a very non-threatening.
Yeah, so they don't feel like I'm going to call and then I'm going to get pitched. People don't like that.
Okay.
But if they can, they know they can call a recorded message, leave the address. I mean, take it slow. I mean, be a little romantic, my friend. Take it slow. I mean, get the address, sending them stuff, and send them offers.
So you start with the flowers first.
Start with the flowers.
Beautiful. So what would you say then, the majority of your ads, you've said you're not a creative person.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of your ads and your sales copy, does it come from your swipe files, or where does it come from?
Now, what happened, what I do is a little differently. What I do, and I won't recommend what I do for listeners, okay, because I've been doing this for so long.
Okay.
Okay, I kind of have a web file in my own head.
Uh-huh.
Okay. To answer your question, I would say, sometimes I create from scratch. Sometimes if it's an industry that I have already written for, okay. I'll just dig through my web file to see what I have in store. But that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners, they are not professional copywriters.
Exactly.
I mean, and I don't recommend them to be professional copywriters, because I can tell you it's tough as hell to be a professional copywriter.
Yeah.
It's one of the highest paid professions in the world, but it's also one of the toughest. It's like public speaking.
There's a reason why you're paid so well.
Yeah, because it's tough. Most people, they would rather die than speak in front of an audience.
Exactly.
So, Terry, for our listeners, they don't have to be that good. They don't have to be as good as I am. They don't have to be as good as other good copywriters.
Uh-huh.
What happens for most people, they just have to be a little bit better. I'm talking a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
Because 99% of the advertisement in the industry sucks.
Right.
I mean, they have no benefits, no headlines, nothing. Just the logo and company and all that crap.
Right. And everybody's doing it.
Yeah. And it's a saying. In the kingdom of the blind, the man with one eye is king.
And that's the truth.
That is the truth. You don't have to be there. You don't have to be creating the world-class copy. You don't need to. Just create average copy. Even you have a copy, most people don't even have copy. Just average copy, and they will do extremely well, extremely well. And so I would highly recommend them to create to build, like I said, build a web file.
Uh-huh.
Okay, buy stuff from the mail. Get on the mailing list. Just get on the mailing list, and even buy a bunch of magazines.
Yeah,
all the magazine entrepreneur, all the magazines that has a lot of direct response ads.
Yeah,
I mean they have a lot of free report offers and stuff. What we just talked about, right?
Exactly.
Respond to all of them, because a lot of them are free. Sometimes they ask you to pay the stamps and all that stuff. Pay them $2, $3, whatever, right?
Just
I mean, you get a bunch of stuff. You get a bunch of stuff.
And then and develop this web file.
Yeah, all this web file. And what our listeners want to do is whenever they want to create an ad or whatever, just take, let's say they're selling to the weight loss industry, okay?
Huh?
But they can take ads from bodybuilding or other industries, tweak it a bit, take the concept, just take the essence, take the concept, tweak it a bit, and just apply it.
So you apply a concept from another industry to bring your stuff to life.
Yeah.
Now, when you do that, for example, if you're going to take, like we use the example like you use, we take a bodybuilding direct mail piece or a bodybuilding ad, we convert it into a weight loss ad.
Yeah.
And then basically we need to test it and see if it works in our industry, in the weight loss industry.
Absolutely.
Once we run that ad, we get some decent response.
Mm-hmm.
What would be the first thing that you would change or to try and test? Because when you're testing, you only change one thing at a time, right?
Yes, correct.
What would be the first, kind of, if you can give us just a list, the first, second, third things to test?
Okay. That's a good question, because a lot of the marketers, they all, when you read from e-books and stuff, right, they all tell you, you must test, right?
Yeah.
But what the hell are you supposed to test?
Exactly.
And in what order, right?
That's right, yes.
So I would say the first thing you want to test, I would say it's the mailing list or the emailing list. For magazine would be the publication, right?
What do you mean?
If you're mailing to this group of people, first thing you want to test is try to mail to a different group of people. Because you want to ask yourself, are you selling to a group of prospects or suspects? Now, there's a huge difference between the two. Okay, suspects are people who you think want your stuff.
Right, yeah.
Prospects are people who actually want your stuff.
Okay, yeah.
And who's got the money to pay for them now.
Right.
Okay, that's prospects. So you got to do your homework, you got to talk to them and get to know your prospects and stuff. So that's the first thing I would test. The mailing list or the emailing list if you're doing internet marketing.
Okay, so we take one ad, we send it out to a weight loss e-zine. We send the same
to
ad.
Another e-zine. To another e-zine.
To, but same, a weight loss e-zine, but a different one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing you should test is your envelope. For direct mail.
Okay, yeah.
For internet, it would be, guess what, your subject line.
Right, yeah.
The subject line, the email, because it's all the same concept. Are you getting people to open your mail or open your email?
Exactly.
Okay. And for direct mail, you can test, you know, plain envelope versus teaser copy.
Right. Yep.
Okay. And the subject line I talked about. Then only after you test the list, after the envelope, then I would test the copy. I would tweak the copy.
Okay.
Now, here's why. It doesn't matter how good your copy is. If you're mailing to the wrong people or your prospects, if they're not reading them, what's the point of tweaking the sales pitch?
Right.
It doesn't help at all. Okay, so you want to test it. Yeah, I can tell even a world-class copy mailing to the wrong people won't get any response. Average copy mailed to good prospects will get some response. Get the idea?
Yep. And then outstanding copy will just blow you away.
I mean, we blow. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'll do. Then next, I would test is the offer.
Okay.
The offer. Okay. Can you make the offer more irresistible? Okay. Can you add some bonuses to it?
Right.
What we talked about. Can you offer a stronger guarantee? So what tweak the offer before you change? Now we're talking about all these stuff. Before you change a single word in the copy. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So mailing list, envelope, or subject line, and then you test the offer. Then, only then, you test all those three. Then you test the headline. Then you change the headline.
Okay.
Test the headline. Try different combinations. The next thing you should test is your opening paragraph, the first paragraph.
Okay, so you start into the copy then at that point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your paragraph, and then your order form. Your order form.
Okay.
I mean, you won't believe how many people they click, they're looking at your order form, but if your order form sucks, it's not compelling enough.
Yeah.
People, I'll order later. I'll forget it. I'm not going to buy it.
So what kind of thing can I put on an order form then that's really going to clinch it?
The most powerful elements from your copy.
So basically explain
yeah, so
it again.
Yeah, so what I'll do is, let's say your headline promised how to, you know, let me take the self-defense example, how to drop any attackers in 10 seconds with one finger, right?
Yeah.
So the order form would be kind of just restate that. Yes, Terry, I want to discover the secrets on how to drop any attackers in 10 seconds with one finger.
Okay, so okay. It's a real quick summary of everything you just told them in your sales letter.
Yeah, quick summary and all the bonuses, all the guarantee, and other. And you want to talk to them, you want to make the order form, it's like they're talking to themselves.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, I want this. Oh, by the way, because of your guarantee, it makes me feel really safe to order, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah, okay. So it's almost like you're in their head.
Big time. It's like they're talking to themselves.
Okay.
Plus, because I'm ordering right now, I know I will get these bonuses and blah, 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 blah. Thank you very much. I'm clicking the order button now.
Okay, beautiful.
You want to give direct command.
Right.
You don't want to be wishy-washy. You want to give direct command.
But you're giving direct commands as if it's actually them talking to themselves. You're not saying, push the order button now.
Big time. Big time. And but you do that in the order form. So you test the order form, then you can test your PS, then you can test your price, then you can test, you know, other sub headlines and bullets and all this stuff. But you know what? I would say test the big component first: the mailing list, the envelope, the offer, the headline.
Okay. Yeah.
Before you get into the small stuff, because if your copy basically works. If it's pulling some sales.
Yeah.
So if it's basically working, then what you want to do is just to, like I said, quick term marketing is about doing the least and achieving the most.
Right. Yeah.
I like the lazy way to do things.
Yeah, it leaves you more time to surf.
big time. So just do tweak a little stuff. I mean, if your copy works, if you have a good copy, it's pulling some sales. If you're mailing to a different group of prospects who are more qualify, you get a lot more sales.
Right.
Without changing, because tweaking the copy is hard work. It is hard work.
Yeah. Especially knowing where to start. That's where a lot of people, and myself included, when we start to test, you know, you start to think. My immediate reaction is, okay, well, I start testing the headline, but obviously I've started in the wrong spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of halfway, almost halfway down the list so far.
Hmm. Apologize for this, Darren. It's my fire alarm.
What's that?
My fire alarm is going off.
Oh.
But that's fine.
Well, you should maybe go and check around.
No, that's fine. That's fine. It's always false alarm. But take this section out. See, my house is on fire. I'm still talking
and
to you.
And he's still looking. This guy is dedicated. His house is on fire. It's burning down around him.
My butt is on fire now.
Should you go press a button or something? Or
no, it's the whole building. It's the whole building.
Okay.
Yeah, but anyway, so test the big stuff,
yep.
And then the small stuff.
Excellent. So I'm going to, if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on the spot for a second.
Okay.
Now, we've gone through a whole list of things that should be tested.
Mm-hmm.
Can you go to www.thebusinessprofessional.com?
Let me go there right now.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. I'm there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you can give me a list of things. Now, that's the site. That's the site I've created.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with it?
Okay. Let me.
Or what should I change? I mean, it's in the process of being tested.
Tested. Okay.
A lot of different things.
Yeah. And how many visitors you're getting?
We've had since May 15th when I launched the site. We've had
okay. What's your conversion rate? What's the conversion? How like out of how many people? How many people buy from you?
Well, it's less than 1% right now, actually.
Less than 1%.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, on the funny thing on the internet, 1% is pretty good. It's actually pretty good.
Okay. Well, now, much lower.
Yeah. Okay. So that tells me a lot of stuff. You can now. First of all, Terry, sorry to hurt your feeling, but this copy sucks. it stinks.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Well, let's start at the beginning then.
Let's start at the beginning.
Okay.
Succeed online, following in the footsteps of the masters. First of all, the headline. I mean, the headline. What's in it for me? Okay. You need to answer the question.
Okay.
What's in it for me? What's the succeed online is too big. Okay, too big.
Okay.
Discover the amazing secrets of the smartest and savviest internet marketers in the world. Something, you know.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so people, here's the thing.
Yep.
People don't want to work. People don't want to work.
Right.
People don't like to learn. People don't want to work. People want a magic pill.
Yeah.
They want the magic pill. So you want to provide a magic solution.
Okay.
You don't want to ask them to work and all that stuff. So the headline definitely needs to be. And the header is all right. The header is all right.
Okay.
Maybe you can use something a little bit more fancy, cash, you know, more visual.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, kind of.
So really kind of pump up the excitement side of it, not kind of.
People buy because of emotion.
Yeah.
And they justify the purchase with logic. You gotta remember that. So, emotion, big time. You gotta pump it up.
Okay.
I'm not saying you hype. I'm not talking about hype. Okay.
No.
I'm talking about excitement.
Okay.
Okay. You need to be dramatic. You need to have the big promise. And you know, there's a saying in business: under promise and over deliver, right?
Yep.
I mean that is totally out of date. Nowadays, if you under-promise, nobody's going to buy from you.
Right, yeah.
You need to over-promise and over-deliver.
Right, yeah.
You need to make a big, giant promise. Ask yourself this question. What is the biggest promise you can make?
Okay.
What is the biggest, absolute boldest, biggest promise you can make? Okay, that, let's see. I like your picture, though. Why? Because it builds credibility. They look at your picture, you're smiling, you know, warm and fuzzy, that kind of stuff. That's good.
Okay.
Signature is good. So the headline needs to be tweaked. Maybe the picture is a little bit smaller.
Okay.
It's way too big now.
Too big.
It's a bit
okay.
Smaller. The opening paragraph. I'm going to give you from what you have two choices. Now, in here, you're still on the sugar coast stuff elsewhere. You won't find anything I'm going to show. It comes across. What you want to do in the first paragraph, okay?
Uh-huh.
You in the first paragraph here, you're trying to make the sale. Let's like in the first paragraph.
Okay.
You tell them what they're gonna get. I'm not gonna give you the rah-rah stuff. I'm gonna give you the facts.
Yeah.
What you should do is you want to talk about the benefit. Okay.
Yeah.
And one of the best way, one of my favorite way, to open the first paragraph is. If then. So here we go. I'll give you an example.
Uh-huh.
If you would like to discover how you can make a full-time income on the internet and in your underwear and blah 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 blah.
Yep.
Then this will be the most important message you ever read.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that. Just suck them in.
Again, dramatic but not hypish.
Not hypish.
Yep.
Not hypish. Because you know what? It's too much hype on the internet. That's the problem.
Yeah.
On direct mail, there's a difference. Here's a difference. In direct mail, you can hype it up. That's fine. That is fine. But on the internet, it's too much hype. It's way too much hype. So
and
you want
I've
to
gone, make... I've gone the other direction, because that's what I was concerned with, is I don't want to make it sound too much, like it's too hypish. So I kind of played everything down and just kind of try and keep it
that's
very low-key.
You
but now I've done it too much.
You have to find the balance.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
You don't want to hype it up, but you want to talk about a lot of benefits, you know, compelling benefits.
Right.
Okay. So the objective of the first paragraph is to get them to read the second paragraph.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and the objective of the second paragraph is?
To get them to read the third one.
You got it, just to suck them in.
See, I can learn.
Okay, there you go. So you're getting there.
There you go.
So there's the first paragraph.
Okay.
Now you need to tell a complete. What I'm looking at is, I don't get enough information. Okay, exactly what I'm gonna get.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, what benefits I'm gonna get? What am I paying for?
Right.
Okay, you gotta be. Are you worrying about the copies too long or what?
Actually, that's pretty good, because I was actually trying to keep the copy fairly short, because I get bored with a copy that goes on and on and on, that's, 30 pages.
Oh, Terry, okay, here's the mistake for you.
Okay.
Listen, you are not your customers. You are not your customer. Okay, so it's like one of those ads. Look at it this way. People always say, I don't read long copy. Yeah, nobody reads long copy, right? Mm-hmm. You won't. Your prospects, your customers will.
But I don't like long copy when I'm a customer.
You know, you are not your customer.
No,
you
but
are
I'm
not
thinking
your
of
customer.
Another, like other websites that I could be a potential customer.
But think about this. Think about this way. It is why.
Yeah.
Rule of thumb is from my experience, the more you tell, the more you sell. And here's why. Okay. When people, before they give you money,
yeah,
especially on the internet, they want to know, I mean, who is this guy? You need to build credibility. You need to capture their attention. You need to build up the value. You need to give them the benefit. Okay. Then you need to have, insert that sense of urgency to act right now.
Right,
okay,
yeah.
I mean, you throw in bonuses. You can't do those in a 2-3 paragraph.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of stuff there.
Yeah, okay.
And here's why. Copywriting is nothing more than salesmanship in print. It's nothing more than salesmanship in print.
Yeah.
Imagine this. I'm a sales guy. I'm trying to sell my vacuum cleaner. I knock on your door. I say, Terry, I used 1 minute to pitch you. Here's my vacuum cleaner, blah, 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 blah. Buy it.
Right.
Or if I take, I vacuum your floor, I say, vacuum your floor free and all carpet for free, all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I take about, half an hour to explain all the benefits to you and the money-back guarantee and all how great this machine is and give you all the facts. That's much more likely you'll buy.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the same. It's the more you sell, the more you tell. Not the more you tell, the more you sell.
Okay. It works both ways, apparently.
So definitely more benefits, bullets. I wanted to see a lot of bullets, what I get.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, benefits. Now, here's a tip for our listeners. If you're going to do, you talked about, what kind of features do you have? What kind of features, I guess?
Right now, you've got the biggest part of it, of the website, is the interviews.
Okay, so let's say the interview itself is the feature, right?
Yeah.
So you can talk about, you'll get a weekly interview with, the best marketers in the world, whatever.
Yeah.
But that's a feature. That's still a feature. What you want to do is you want to, after the feature, you want to add a benefit.
So I mention the feature first and then tell them the benefit.
If you're going to use feature.
Okay.
Okay. Personally, I mean, I like to just overwhelm them with benefits.
Okay.
Okay, but you talked about the features, and then you talked about how they can use. Then you can talk about, or then you can listen to these interviews and pick up, tricks and strategies that you can apply to your business and make more money. That's the benefit.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Don't assume they'll know the benefits. They don't. You have to tell them.
Okay, yeah.
You have to tell them.
Right.
So I want to see a lot more compelling sub-headlines, okay?
Now, so currently, some headlines in as well.
Yes, I mean, it worked for me, it worked for you, and now it's your turn. Show me the money. This is not compelling enough.
Okay. What would you use instead?
I would say, first I would tell, I need some sort of story. I want to know who's Terry.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, I want to know some of your, I mean, I see your headline right beside your picture.
Yeah.
I see a little bit of your story, right?
Yeah.
I want to know more. I want to know more about you and who's this guy. Well, what qualifies you to do this?
Okay.
These people are skeptic as hell. Put it this way.
All right. Yeah.
You gotta tell them. You gotta tell them everything.
Okay.
So tell your story. Then you can tell them a story that they can relate to.
Right.
That's what is really going to drive the sales. Tell them a story, you know, I have been there, I've bought all the e-books, I have tried this, and it's not generating sales, you know. You know what I mean?
Yep, exactly.
So that's why, you know, that inspired me, which is true, right? That inspired you to develop this website to help other entrepreneurs, you know, to give them really the, none of those bullshit sugarcoat stuff, this is the facts.
Yeah.
This is no hype information, that kind of stuff, right?
Okay.
Tell them. Then you may, obviously you want to have some kind of bonuses.
Yep.
Some kind of bonuses. Entice them, money back guarantee, okay. 30-day now, okay, that's good. Okay. Now, like I said, you can really... I see the satisfaction guarantee there, man. My gosh, oh no!
I couldn't change it before you got there.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
So we've talked about it. Really elaborate on it. You really want to talk about, you know, tell them all the benefits. You know, that's why I go to my website, at Copywriting Greatest Copywriters. Look at the guarantee. Expand on it. Tell them. Bonuses, benefits. Now, what you want, also another trick you want to have in your letter, what I use is, you want to somehow make this thing for free.
That's
what I mean, okay? You want to compare dimes, you know, not compare apples with oranges.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to, they are paying pennies to get a dollar.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, you can somehow compare it. Okay, say this month you can spend $500 on e-books and $3,000 on you know, internet seminars and all that stuff. But now you can just sit at your home, I bring you the best stuff, you don't have to lift a finger, I bring you the best of the best, the most up-to-date knowledge, up there every month, so you can save all that money, you know, compared to the tens of thousands to spend, you only spend, you know, $30-$40 a month, that kind of stuff.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going to compare it. This is so that they can justify the purchase, right? That's the larger part of it.
What do you think about this? Cause this is something that that we've been discussing as well, because I work with another couple of people and kind of bounce off ideas.
Uh-huh.
What do you think about having the first month free? You get in, try the site, see what you think?
You can. I would recommend that. Here's why, okay. Because since this is a monthly continuity program, right?
Yeah.
And it's back to the dating analogy. Okay, these people, it's like you're asking them to get married, because it's a monthly thing.
Yeah.
Okay, asking them to get married, you know, it's tough to ask, because I market a continuity program myself, right?
Uh-huh.
I use the free trial as well.
Okay.
Okay, so you can definitely test that.
Okay, super.
Yeah. But of course, you make sure you do your number, right?
Yep.
Now, the great thing about the internet, doesn't really cost you anything to offer, you know, free and no free. It doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It costs little, so you can afford to do it. And plus, when you do it, you know, maybe you have to do the math. Maybe 50% of the people stay, 40% of the people stay, right? You just have to know your numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to know your numbers. But I say, go for it.
Okay.
Go for it. Then the headline, you can talk about it right in the headline. Okay, discover these secrets, blah, 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 blah,
uh-huh.
And say, urgent message, you know, if you act within the next 3 days, you'll get it for free. Doesn't cost you a dime. I'm going to put put myself on the line to prove to you this is really the best stuff there is, you know.
Okay, yeah. So actually put part of the guarantee right in that line.
Yeah, tell them right up front, what's in it for me, what's in it for me.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And the last thing I would say is the sense of urgency. Why should they act right now?
Okay, yeah. Which is non-existent at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can even if you're really daring,
yeah.
You can even, what I'll do is there are some other membership websites out there, right?
Yep.
Just compare yourself to them. Why you? Why should they pick you instead of someone else?
Okay, yeah.
And tell them, I have done with the research. I have been to all these, I'm the members of all these websites.
Okay, yeah.
I have then this is website A, this is what you get. Website B, this is what you get. Website C, this is what you get. But with me, it's the business professional. You get this and this and this, and none of these websites have. And for only this price.
Okay.
That's compelling.
Beautiful.
That's compelling.
Well, that's absolutely extraordinarily helpful, Dan.
Okay.
I think what I'm going to do...
The invoice is in the mail, by the way.
Already. You are very quick. I know the internet is, immediate gratification, but holy smokes.
Yeah. I'll email you my PayPal address.
Exactly. Oh, that's beautiful. and I'll telepathically pay you. Well, I think what I'll do, Dan...